for today's modern smoker.
An emergency declared for most of Los Angeles and Central California if you're headed in that direction. Mudslides, flooding, still, even though they saw a little bit of sun in Southern California. And a word to the wise, be careful when you're traveling this Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, whenever it is that you might be motoring or flying off to someplace different. Flying is really the key thing here because you go through the TSA. And not to go beleaguer the point of the searches and are you going to get x-rayed and all this other stuff. But there's just a warning of something that you have to pay attention to. Each and every week there's something different that you might carry through. You're not allowed to carry through. So here's the scoop. If you've got some kind of a beverage container, they say, now the insulated type, you know what I'm talking about, like a some kind of thermos or whatever, they're concerned about those because it's something that a terrorist could use to conceal explosives. There's a lot of things that they could use to conceal explosives, and this is the latest deal. The latest deal with the TSA is they're tracking possible tactics, and therefore this might be one of them. Passengers can still, so you know this, when you're in an airport, you can still carry an insulated beverage container, coffee, etc., through security and onto flights, but somehow you may get hassled a little bit. If they decide that if this isn't, you know, they can't take this through, then they're going to stop you. They're going to ask you questions and, you know, maybe you won't be able to take whatever it is. You know, it's weird they're saying this about the insulated drinks because I thought you couldn't take drinks through in the first place. It's like the whole water thing and the bottle and everything. Remember in the beginning, you would go up to a security gate and you would just see it overflowing with stuff that had to be thrown out. So if the focus is on these beverage containers, well, if you're already inside, I don't, you know, how many are getting through? Maybe I'm missing something. How many are getting through with them? I've never gotten through with anything that had any kind of liquid in it. So if you are trying to do that, probably you want to drink up before you go through, if you know what I mean. All right, speaking of terror, there was a few stunned people in Rome at a couple of embassies. Here's what it sounded like, and then the conversation afterwards about the bad guys and the weak link. Take a listen.
That was a pretty good jump, pretty good analysis by the bad guys at a way to try to get something into the country. The weak link is always the stuff out there coming into the country that's beyond the control of our protective systems and the TSA and the post office and folks like that.
Yeah, see, now that's the thing. And these embassies that were bombed, here's a little thumbnail on this. The police in Italy are looking at a couple of different embassies after the bombs exploded at the Swiss and Chilean embassies. One person was injured at each. That's a miracle that only one person was injured. The wrong time of day, you could have had a bigger disaster. Of course, anybody who's hurt is not a good thing, but at least the people weren't killed. They were taken to hospitals. And what there were these computer written notes. They were sent in small boxes with packaged bombs. And the messages said, "We have decided to make our voices heard again in words and deeds. We'll destroy the system of domination. Long live FAI. You know what FAI stands for, the acronym? Federation of Anarchists. How about that? So the note referenced Lambros Fontes, who was shot last March when he was protesting in Athens, and he's now become this figurehead martyr for this anarchist movement. And those groups are in Greece, Italy, and Spain. So it's just pure luck that something worse didn't happen there. And we want to wish you, by the way, in the middle of all this, before I forget to do it, a very, very happy and safe travels and happy and merry Christmas, whatever you decide to do, from all of us here on America Tonight. And we certainly hope that you're back with us at the beginning of the year and next week, because we'll be around next week talking about resolutions and still talking about some of the big stories from 2010. So mark that down. We'll definitely be talking about those kind of things and getting ready for what's going to happen in Washington. We're going to take a trip to Washington at the end of January to talk about health care and the repeal and what's on the books and what it all means and all that sort of stuff. But before we get there, let's clean up a few things for you that I mentioned at the top. Okay, so you got the bombing thing straight. You got the insulated container going through the TSA. What kind of a convoluted message that is. I mean, really, any terrorist who's clever that's going to try to take the route of going onto a plane, they're trying to devise ways, as we think, of thwarting the pat-downs, the x-rays, you know, whatever. I still think ultimately you're not going to necessarily see the plane deal. I think it'll be trains or subway system or something else, and most likely it could happen again in New York. I'm not wishing that. I hope I never see that in my lifetime again. Let's just hope it doesn't. Talking about Los Angeles for a second, it's not so much terrorists, it's the terrorism of the high waters. I mean, floods in places you just would not expect to see them. Floods in San Luis Obispo, floods in Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, that's all L.A. Kern County, I mean, they have been pounded. 6 to 10 inches of rain, you can imagine. So most of Thursday, when there was some sun out, it was all about cleaning up the mud and the flood damage to a lot of houses and a lot of businesses. You had some of the water that had to be pumped out of the parking lot of Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego because it was underwater early on Thursday. And they did get the water out because you had the Naval Academy and San Diego State in a college football game, a bowl game, the poinsettia game. And can you imagine? I mean, like at the crack of dawn, they were just trying to get the water away from there. I mean, heavy rain just killed some of these streets, water flowing over the sidewalks, going into garages. And San Bernardino, I mean, they had serious damage. It looked like two rivers in the middle of the town, and the mud was everywhere. I mean, everywhere you looked. And is there an upside to all this? Well, the drought. They always talk about the drought in California, and the drought has been very severe. So that, I guess, is the relief. And the fires, because you get so many fires due to all those dry conditions. But, boy, it's tough to go through that the mud situation, especially caking the cars in, and you have to be dug out. That's the only thing you can do. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions that I think you'll find intriguing. Some good deals on travel. You want to pay attention to that later this hour.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene need to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of fact this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Holiday time. Actually, I know some people are trying to get on planes at the very last moment. Some of them actually have a week because they're looking at New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. Maybe there's some deals out there. We love to talk to the deal maker, Bob Diener from GetARoom.com. He always has good tips for us and good advice. Bob, thanks for hopping on America tonight. We always appreciate you.
Well, it's great to be on with you. And, you know, today was a really busy travel day, but the next 2 days, it's fairly slow, and American Airlines has put out a last-minute blockbuster airfare sale to most destinations around the country. Many of the other airlines are matching this. I'm seeing fares as much as 70% off the rates. Now, the days of travel are tomorrow, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and you need to come back January 4th. The Sunday and Monday of the years are quite busy, but the 4th is not as busy. So if you haven't made your plans yet, this is a great time to get in the bandwagon. You can go to your favorite airline site or some of the major online travel sites and plug in your dates, and you'll see these fares come up. But, again, it's for travel tomorrow, travel Christmas Day, and coming back on January 4th. Lots of great deals out there. Now, this is also the next few days are a very special window of opportunity. Very few people know about this. But many hundreds of hotels around the country have slashed rates for next year if you book them over the next couple of days.
Ooh.
And we're seeing discounts ranging from about 20 to as much as 60% off the rates at the top hotels all over the U.S. What's happening is because of Christmas time, not as many people book hotel reservations right now. Most people wait to early January, and then there's a big surge of reservations. And so what we expect to happen here is that when we get into early January, these discounts are going to get lifted because there's going to be so much demand for bookings. But by booking it right now, when it's a little bit slower, you can lock in some phenomenal deals at top destinations around the country. And you know the number one bargain destination right now?
Is it Vegas?
It's Vegas. I mean, by far, it's Vegas. The deals there are just phenomenal. And people are asking me, Bob, can I get these next year? And the answer is yes. These deals are going into next year. And probably the best one, I scouted this deal out and negotiated even a better deal with them. The five-star luxury suites in Las Vegas. These are the top floors of MGM Grand. Now, these a five-star suite 3 years ago would have been $1,000 a night. Listen to this deal. And this runs into a good part of next year, but you've got to book this over the next couple of days. We negotiated a deal of $79 a night midweek for these five-star suites. They're about 650 square feet.
Wow.
They overlook the whole Vegas Strip. If you want to head to Vegas anytime next year, this deal is on through much of next year. It's Sunday through Thursday. As low as $79 a night.
Wow.
It's a blockbuster. Now, we've linked this deal on the GetARoom.com website. Also, the Imperial Palace, as low as $22 a night midweek. And this one also is good through a good part of next year by booking it over the next couple of days. So Vegas is really a great bargain destination. The other big bargain destination is Orlando. And, of course, lots of people headed there over the next couple weeks.
Sure.
But even over spring, big period into next year. And in Orlando, we've seen, we looked earlier today, we saw about 50 hotels that put special deals in right now for the next several days for booking all the way through next year. For example, the downtown Disney Lake Buena Vista Hotel. Has a deal now. It's about anywhere from 20 to 50% off the rates. Again, the whole trick there is just booking it over the next few days where they're having this special sale go on, which is a great downtown Disney hotel. You get free transportation to the theme parks. You get all the Disney privileges. Also, the Nickelodeon Suites. This is one of my favorite deals in Orlando. These are kid-friendly suites. They've got Nickelodeon characters in the rooms, bunk beds. Actually, characters come in and have breakfast with you.
Oh, wow.
And they're making snow at the hotel. Believe it or not, if you want snow in Florida, even though it's nice and warm, they're making snow at night around the pool. They have a whole parade there with the characters. They actually have snow slides. And you get a nice big two-bedroom suite there, depending when you're coming in, but as low as $99 a night on a bunch of nights. And what's great about this one is you got so much entertainment right at the hotel. So that's a really good one that we're seeing. And probably the city the most in demand right now is New York City, the Big Apple.
Yeah.
And the average rate right now, there's so much demand in New York, rates are way through the roof right now. The average hotel room is about $350 a night in Manhattan.
Mm.
But I scouted out a deal, right? Because we can't, you know, your listeners can't pay $350
a night.
No,
we don't want to pay.
I mean, that would be shameful.
Yeah.
So this is... This is a deal I scouted out. It's at the four-star New Yorker Hotel, which is it's a big skyscraper. They totally redid the hotel a couple of years ago. It's the rooms are beautiful. It's right across the street from Madison Square Gardens. It's pretty close to Times Square. And this deal is running on most nights into January and through a good part of the winter period, $119 to $139 a night.
Wow.
For a top hotel in New York City. This is by far the best deal I'm seeing in New York. Again, we linked this deal on our GetARoom.com website. It's really a good one. Now, a lot of people also want to head to Florida and warm up. I'm in Miami right now, and it's about 70 degrees. It's absolutely beautiful. And if you want to head down here, I found a lot of deals on the beach at hotels all over South Florida. For example, the Deauville Beach Hotel is offering 25% off their rates through much of next year by booking over the next few days. It's about $100 a night. In Fort Lauderdale, the Sea Club on the beach, 40% off the rates, also about $100 a night. And if you want to go to the west coast of Florida, in Tampa, we're seeing a bunch of hotels on the beach or near the beach, under $100 a night.
Ooh.
So Florida is a great time to book Florida. It's of course, you can warm up. And, you know, a destination that people don't necessarily think of, if you're headed down to Florida, especially if you're going to South Florida, go check out the Florida Keys. The Keys are great. And one of the nicest resorts in the Keys is a place called the Hawks Key Resort. It's close to Key West. It's a magnificent resort with you can go fishing from there. You can go scuba diving. You just relax with tons of facilities. And they put in a deal 20% off the rates. It's running around $140 a night, even right now during the busy season. Wow. So those are some good ones. Florida is a great bargain destination. Now, there's a nice little trick that I've got to tell you listeners. It's a way to get, on top of these rates that I'm telling you, it's a way to get another typically 10 to 25% off the rates. And this is what's called the unpublished rate program. Now, what's happened is about 70% of travelers right now are looking for their hotel, air, and car reservations on the Internet. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the vendors are afraid to put the lowest rates online. So we created this. I can't talk too loud about this, so I'm going to have to whisper a little bit. But we created this secret system, and it's called the unpublished rate system. And we've talked hundreds of hotels into participating in this, and we set up this central hotline. And the way it works is you go to our website. So you go to getaroom.com, find your city, find your dates. You can see the hotels that are available. You'll see the lowest rates on the Internet, a lot of great sale hotels. And then you'll see it says there, there's a lady there with her finger over by her lips, and it says, "Our secret, call for lower rates." And if you call that number on the GetARoom.com website and ask, you have to specifically ask for this, but ask for the unpublished rate, that clues the agent off to give you a rate that's typically 10 to 25% less, most are 20% off or more, off the lowest rate you see on the Internet, off all the already discounted rates, just by picking up the phone and spending 2 minutes and asking for the rate, because they can't put it online. The hotels don't want everybody to see these rates, but they'll put them in the call center. And what they do is they don't actually tell you the rate because they're hiding it. So what they'll do is they'll say the lowest on their rate is 100.
Right.
We can get a rate that's about 20% less, but we can't tell you the exact rate. We can tell you it's about 20% less. And then you book it, and they'll say it's $70 or $75 a night, and you got a great deal. And that way, the hotels will give you a much better rate. They don't publish them. Nobody really knows the rate to actually make the booking. But it's usually about 20 to 25% less than the lowest rate you see on the Internet. You know, you got to know some tricks today to get the deal.
Yeah, incredible stuff. Bob Dieter, always a pleasure to talk to you. GetARoom.com. You gave us some great hints. Happy holidays to you and yours.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Well, it wouldn't be football here on America Tonight if we weren't having a conversation with Steve Budin. And now we're at the tail end of the season. Here it is, week 16, and there's some great matchups on the board that we want to talk about because, you know, playoff implications, a lot of people wondering how the chips will fall, home field advantage, and all that sort of stuff. One of the interesting matchups, I think, is going to be this day after Christmas, which, of course, is Sunday, and a lot of the games roll out then, is the Jets and the Bears, because there's been some weird stories that have broken about the Jets and, of course, Ryan and the foot fetish nonsense and all that.
Well, I think Rex Ryan has given a new meaning to the word football.
No kidding, huh? But I'm pumped.
we've seen it with Favre, and we've seen it with Roethlisberger when he first came back. It was no coincidence, you know, that he struggled for a few weeks and still struggling a little bit, although not tonight. And it just seems like, you know, these emotional episodes really affect teams. It's hard enough to focus on football when there's nothing else going on. When these things happen, it really affects the teams. It hasn't affected the spread. The spread's still holding at the Bears 1.5 and 2. But I think this will affect the Jets. And I think this is a spot that Chicago could win on its own merits, let alone on the heels of an incident like this, which has got to be embarrassing to a guy like Rex Ryan, who's not only the Family Guy, he actually looks like the cartoon, the Family Guy.
He does.
And this really hurts that image.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What's going to happen with the Giants? I know I'm leaping all over the board, but the Giants and the Packers, I'm struggling with what to do on this one. Of course, it's in Green Bay territory.
Yeah, it's an interesting game. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is back, and they'll probably throw the ball about 45 times in this game. But the problem with Green Bay is the problem with Green Bay, and that they can't protect Aaron Rodgers. And when you can't protect your quarterback against a team like the Giants, who are notorious for sitting quarterbacks down, sometimes for the game, sometimes for the entire season, you know, you got to be worried and you got to feel like they're going to be throwing quick short passes and doing some running. And obviously they ran with some success in their last game, but they're not going to be able to run against the Giants. And to pass the ball, they're going to have to put Aaron Rodgers in some predicaments that I don't know that they're ready to do just yet. So I really like Big Blue here. I think the Giants will bounce back. Obviously, it was a horrific game for me. I mean, the Giants last week was my biggest play of my career, the biggest release of my career. For me, it was a disgusting loss. But what I really didn't like was the way the coach ran on the field and berated the kicker for making the mistake, almost blaming it on the kicker. Well, hey, at that point, you know, you still could have won the game. The reason why you were in that mess was nothing to do with the kicker. You blew a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter and allowed Philadelphia to come back and score 28 unanswered points. Why you would try to blame that on the kicker is beyond me. As a man, Coughlin should stand up and say, hey, that was my fault.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's shocking with 7 and change on the board that they were able to do that. Absolutely embarrassing. But and you know, the buck stops with the coach, no doubt about it. Do you think Coughlin is toast next year or nah? It just depends on
not
what happens.
Not a chance. He's done so well there. There's not a chance he's toast. I think that he definitely gets another season, if not a package.
Yeah.
And I think he deserves it. I think it was a bad moment for him. Everybody has a bad moment.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see him come out and take the responsibility. There's still time to do it. We still might see it. But ultimately, he's a good coach, and he's done very well with the program.
Yeah, I agree. He just has to ignore what the New York Post is saying.
Yeah, everybody. But I think the best thing that happened to Coughlin is Rex Ryan. Because,
yes.
You know, there is no room in the Post for anything else but Rex Ryan right now. When you put Rex Ryan's picture up, that's three pages right there.
Absolutely. The Buccaneers, explain this team to me. They're hosting the Seahawks. They should win this. It's at home. And, boy, then they're going to pick up their ninth win.
Well, the one thing I don't like about Tampa Bay is laying points at home with them. Tampa Bay is one of those tough teams that gritted out. Very good road team, you know, very good against the spread on the road. But at home, like their Florida counterpart, Miami, not a very good team against the spread. Seattle, on the other hand, you know, I think they need this win. They believe it or not, they're still in the thick of the playoff hunt, even with a record as putrid as theirs. I think they come in and I think they play well. A lot of people will make a lot about the West Coast traveling to the East Coast, in this case, I don't think it has the effect. I think that Seattle comes in and covers this spread.
Yeah. How about I'm going back to Christmas Day, because a lot of people that listen to this show, Steve, are Cowboy fans, and they always want to pull for their Cowboys. They're playing the Cardinals. What do you think here?
Well, Cowboys have been an absolute beast against the spread since firing their coach and having Tony Romo go down. 5-1 against the spread, 4-2 straight up. Arizona is a team that right now is, you know, shuffling through quarterbacks to see who their future will lie with potentially. They have a tremendous identity crisis there. They really haven't found themselves as a team. They're a team that's going nowhere, where Dallas has got all the momentum. And to top it off, you know, we always see when Dallas goes into the desert, you know, there's probably more Dallas fans in the stadium than Arizona Cardinals fans. And I know that's got to have a psychological effect on the Cardinals. 7 points is a lot of points. I don't know if I might just open up a two-team teaser and use Dallas in that teaser. And then maybe come back with another team. And I'm looking across the board here for how to fill out my two-team teaser. And it would probably be with the Baltimore Ravens taking 2.5 points, you know, against Cleveland in Cleveland, and hooking that up, with this team here in this spot.
Yeah. You know, you bring up the Ravens to add them onto the teaser because of playing the Brownies, but as the Ravens get here now to the end of the season, I think they're an unpredictable team. They're fun to watch, but kind of unpredictable. Do you agree?
I do, but they're playing a Cleveland team that, well, I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that this will be the end of the man genius era. And it's really an error, not an era. But no matter how good he plays in this game, he can't save his job. I think the team knows that. I think there's a little dead man walking going on there. I think Baltimore's got to finish strong in order to secure their spots. I want to know if I would take Baltimore and lay the 3.5, but I would certainly take them in the teaser here, and bump the points up. If I had a gun to my head and I had to bet the game, try to bet on good teams. You never bet on bad teams. When a good team is playing a bad team, you either bet the good team or you don't bet at all.
Yeah, that's some great advice. Okay, using that advice and looking at the Lions and the Dolphins and talking about these Florida teams, and you mentioned
right.
the Dolphins before, what would you do here? Miami, what, the line's like 4.
Right, well, here you've got polar opposites. You've got Detroit, which is by far one of the best teams against the spread in the league. They're 10-3 against the spread. Miami, the worst home team against the spread in the league. I don't know what's in the water in Miami. Maybe they should consider playing their games in Tampa or Jacksonville at that point, because Jacksonville seems to be the only Florida team that can win at home. I don't know. I know that ever since Bill Parcells announced that he was done, the team went bueno note and went right to sleep. So here you got a team in Detroit that they're actually coming off of a big game where they win and they actually have the momentum here for the first time. Coming in, unless this is some sort of trap, I think you gotta, when a rock is rolling downhill, it usually doesn't stop halfway down. Miami seems to be that rock rolling down the hill. I'd much rather have Detroit here, plus the 3.5 points in Miami. Maybe Miami squeaks out a 3-point win, maybe not, but I'd much rather have those points with Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. The last game, and it's a big one, Monday night, the Falcons and the Saints.
Great game, the best game on the board, and they know what they're doing. Now, imagine this is the game on Monday night that they want you to fail out with. The hardest game on the board, you go into Monday, everyone's got to pay their bookie on Tuesday,
right.
And everyone's trying to do that one-play bailout, and they got to do it on this game. I'm high on New Orleans. I believe they're a team that's fly under the radar. Yes, they lost to Baltimore last week with some heroics at the end of the game, but they played a damn good game, in that contest. Atlanta, minus the 2.5 points. Everyone and their cousin is going to be on, Ryan, Matty Ice, to win this game. But I just think that the entire public thinks one way. Man, they just can't be right. This New Orleans team, remember, this is the same team that nobody thought could beat the Colts in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So the fact that nobody thinks they can beat Atlanta really means nothing to me. I think New Orleans wins this game outright. I would look for some money line action on this game because there's no reason to take the 2.5 points. They're meaningless. Take the extra money.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, and next week will be fun because it's the last week and, there's a few teams on the bubble. We'll see what happens when the playoff picture shakes up, and we'll be talking about next time.
And next week there's also a lot of value because you have a real chance to handicap because no one has an advantage. No one really can tell how certain teams that have no chance and against teams that do have chances. No one can really tell how those teams are going to come out and how they're going to find the motivation, if at all, to play in scenarios that don't mean anything to them. Lines makers don't know anything. Bookmakers don't know anything. And a lot of times the players don't either. And that provides opportunity sometimes in gambling. So I like a week like next week.
Yeah, great. Well, we can't wait to talk to you again, Steve Budin. Enjoy the rest of the holiday. SportsInfo.com. We appreciate you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Yeah.
everybody. Are you ready for Christmas? Christmas just a couple of days away. And in the break, I was making that list and just checking it twice. And come to find out, I got a few holes in that list, if you know what I mean. I thought it'd be fun to hit the top headlines as we went through a couple of things that were interesting on the day. No doubt it's not about Washington as much. We started with Washington, the wrap-up of the lame duck Congress, which suddenly, as I read somewhere, I thought the best headline I saw on the day was the lame duck Congress morphed into the Energizer bunny. Boy, isn't that the truth. I thought maybe one thing would happen, the tax compromise. And even though Barack Obama got shellacked on this, and he should have, because he really did give in to try to cut the deal that he wanted for unemployment, and he got the deal. But once that happened, that opened the door for a couple of other things. And then you got the START treaty ratified, just to go through this again, because I got a question from somebody about it. The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the 9/11 health bill, and a few other things that fell, I think, into place for the Prez. So what was truly a rough last 6 months, suddenly in the last 3 weeks, completely flipped around. I never, even Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I thought that would get shoved off into the next year. Never thought that was going to happen. And the DREAM Act, you know, the DREAM Act, there were a couple of failures, and one of them, thank goodness, was the DREAM Act. But people forget, Congress also approved some legislation to work on the nation's food supply. Remember, it was crazy. They went through the back and forth of what to do and how much money to put out and all that kind of stuff for, I think, 7 days. So at the pace that the Congress was moving, it truly was set up as the lame duck Congress. But they end on Wednesday with that ratification of the START nuclear arms treaty. Beyond me. Remember that vote, 71-26. And Mitch McConnell was instrumental in making a few things happen. He was the big-time negotiator with the White House and certainly with some of the Democrats on the Hill. So truly, Mitch McConnell made a lot of that happen with that bipartisanship stuff. All right, so Obama's in Hawaii doing the holiday deal. You're getting ready for the holidays. We're still here. In our third hour, we're going to do Nail the Score. I hope a lot of you are going to be up for that. It's almost the end of the regular season in the NFL. Week 16, we got week 17, rather, and that's it. And then we're into the playoffs. We're going to do Nail the Score throughout the playoffs. So remember, third hour, you call in, and once we've chosen the team, once the computer randomly chooses the game of the week, you tell us who you think is going to win, and we think the final score is going to be. That's how easy it is. All right, let's vamos across the border. Not to Mexico, because there's a travel warning there. Let's go to Sam in Canada. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you? Simply fantastic.
Naturally.
We are going to come up with another phrase for you just for fun for next year. Maybe we should have a little contest on that. So
okay.
What's shaking in your I think that'd be good. What's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Okay. One of the local news channels had a top 10 stories. Their number 10 was the Toyota recall. And how much it affected Canadians here and in the States, how one of your people in front of Congress said something about you don't like it, don't drive it, and then all of a sudden outside the session he said, oh no, I didn't mean it that way. So it's like that was number 10 story. I don't know what the number one story will be along the way. So just to let you know, I don't know if that'll be one of your top 10 stories.
We were talking about the top 10 stories the other day, and
right.
you look back and it's some obvious ones. If we did it on a world canvas, the Chilean
right.
miners, the fact that they were all rescued, the oil spill, and the fact that that held everybody's attention and held us all hostage along the Gulf Coast, the disaster that was that live photograph of all the oil being pumped out,
right.
horrific to watch that. That was certainly one of them. If we wanted to talk about the scandals, Well, of course, any of the scandals with, like, Tiger Woods, Sandra Bullock, and Jesse James. Now at the tail end of the year, Eva Longoria and Tony Parker. Mm-hmm. And some weird things, too. Guys getting busted by texts. Because that's what happened with Tiger Woods, the texting back and forth. And the same thing with Jesse James, in a sense. That was blown open also by texting. I don't get it. I don't get it, Sam, that these guys don't realize how easy it is to uncover what's going on when you're texting back and forth.
It's like when I'm with my friends, I dare, you know, I watch what I say, when, especially when it comes to Julie. It's like one of them might text something to his wife, and his, and then his wife might bump into us and say, did you know what Sam said about you? So that's why I sort of watch it right there, because, you know what I'm trying to say.
Right. Right. I got you.
Yeah, you know, so it's just like, I mean, like you said, with Tiger and with everything today, I mean, I dare say, boo, next thing you know, someone's texting it, you know, so, you know, it's like, I'm almost tempted not to breathe, but that's probably.
Well, imagine if you were, see, this is the thing, imagine if you're uber famous or just even a little bit famous,
right.
What do you think? You can multiply the possibilities of things that can happen to you because people know who you are and everybody has a cell phone camera. It's obvious. It's so easy to do that. All right, here's a couple of other things that were top stories, I thought. Remember somebody was talking to me off the air about this the other day, Kevin Smith, the director who was kicked off that plane for being too heavy, and then he took those pictures and he tweeted about it and made a big deal about it, and that opened up the discussion, or that crazy Steve Slater guy who was a flight attendant forever and ever for JetBlue, and he grabbed a beer and he parachuted, basically went down the chute off the plane when he said, screw it, I've had enough. That was a big story. The Carnival cruise ship that was stranded at sea, that they had to eat Pop-Tarts and Spam and be dragged back in, and they were going on a cruise in Mexico. That was another crazy story. We got a lot of weird, I mean, a lot of weird, weird stories to be
certain.
Well,
now in Toronto, I don't know if you've seen it, but you know what some Toronto Maple Leaf fans have been throwing on the ice?
Mm-mm.
They've been throwing Pop-Tarts on the ice.
Oh, you're kidding.
And not during stoppages. One guy threw it during, as the play was going on, arrested, and he's been banned from all Toronto Maple Leaf games. Next thing you know, he's got six lawyers lining up willing to defend him. They're yelling freedom of expression.
Really?
Which is...
What's that about, the Pop-Tart thing? I don't get it.
Well, in Canada, we use the excuse, it's Toronto. You figure it out.
Oh, so there's no significance. It's not like a nickname. It has nothing to do with anything that somebody said, nothing.
No. And I guess you heard Jacques Lemaire is back coaching again.
Absolutely. So that's pretty big, I would say. That was
after the Canadians win tonight, that was the biggest story here on the French sports.
There you go.
Anyway,
all right, Sam. Sam, we got to let you fly. We're up against it, buddy. You have a good weekend. Thanks for the call. I'm going to leave you with a couple of quick quotes rather here. Horace Mann said, if you gain 15 minutes a day, it'll make itself felt at the end of the year. Amen. And how about this one? Graduation is not at the end, it's at the beginning. You know who said that? Orrin Hatch.